Oh, man, it took me like 20 seconds to start talking over the music, which means we are low energy as hell, and I just want to be home.
Why you gotta bring that up? Like, right up in the front, dude.
I just want to challenge you,
right,
man.
Right up in the front.
It's like when your girl's like, man, you've got a real tiny dick, and then it makes your dick huge. Oh, no, wait.
No,
nothing happens.
No, yeah,
it
don't
doesn't
do
change.
Don't do
you just
that.
Cry and
you're
jerk off the cuck porn.
Work the wet noodle.
Yeah, you use your pump. Yeah,
poor
you know what?
Girl.
I got you a Christmas present. How about that for my Christmas
present?
I'm going
to get you a pump.
You get me one of your famous dick pumps that you're big, like your Austin
Dude,
Power
fun.
Dick pumps.
They're great.
What's really good is I don't get laid at all, so it'll just be me in my room using a dick pump in front of my cat.
Oh, I only use it by myself, too. But, I mean, it's just
really?
Before you go out.
Is this what
you
happens
know?
When you hit 30, your dick just stops working?
Like,
oh, no,
weird.
No, it works. Deflates. It works.
I weird like, stuff happens to your dick.
A guy comes in,
anyway,
he's like, all right, you're 30, I gotta, like, deflate it.
Yeah.
It's a whole
no,
process.
It's God waving his wand, and it just starts shriveling like a tree that you nicked the root of. Like, what were those trees down in, was it Auburn? Where
yeah,
some guy, like, poisoned the trees. That's what happens to your dick at 30. And
oh,
it just,
jerk move.
Just starts
An
weird.
Alabama 50-year-old comes in and...
Yeah, just injects your dick with poison in the night. And then he calls it a sports talk
He sucks
show
you off,
day.
But he sucks the soul. The dick soul out of
yeah,
the
he,
dick.
He's
I think I know her.
He's an incubus. He just sits on your chest and sucks the inches out of you. And then you're flaccid and weak for the rest of your days. All right, everyone.
That
it
is not true. That is not
roll,
true.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, and then yeah, he signs off.
Roll Tide. I did it because I love this land. Roll Tide.
I hate that dumb accent. It sounds like Roll Tad.
Can't
roll
believe
Todd.
I fell for the whole Alabama dick sucking guy.
Are we still on the football podcast or did
no.
we start the Papa Spaceman?
I'm sorry. It's just a sports story.
I'm wow. sorry.
If you weren't so busy having sex with women, you'd be man enough to know these things, Pete.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sissy. All right, everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, hence the show's weird name. We are a comedy talk show. If you grew up listening to Howard Stern or Opie or Anthony, Opie or Anthony, not Opie and Anthony, either of those, any of those, all of those, it's pretty
you
much
like
the same
one
crap.
Or the other.
You've heard it before, just in little hour-long bites. Even then, we still managed to run out of topics about 20 minutes in. It's wonderful.
So do they.
Once a week, 1 hour, it. And we can't sustain because we've got those limp 30-year-old penises. Just dead.
Dick.
Yeah, it just looks like a jellyfish that washed
Don't
up on the shore.
Us.
Meanwhile, I have
Try
a thriving 23-year-old penis over here.
That's true. You do
yeah.
have you have some good real estate in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
not doing much with
Mike
it.
Mike needs a little bit of action.
Your dick is like Hell's Kitchen in the 80s. People are like, you know what? Something great could happen with this, but right now it is unused.
It's like
mail.
Bitcoin. It's no, no one's buying in early, but then...
It will explode.
It yes. explodes, yeah.
And everyone
that
will
one's
going
to need to get in on it.
Fighting for access to Travis's dick, paying... 15,000 for one for yep. one dick coin.
Yes.
One bit of teacup's nut. Find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement, Instagram, same thing. Find the show. Find all of our shows. That's the big thing. We're Papa's Basement on iTunes. We're Papa's Basement on Stitcher. And we also do a football show that everyone was in for. And that's at pfpod.com if you want to go to the website. But if you want to subscribe to us, just Papa's Football Podcast. Pretty simple. All the Papa because of my stupid last name, which despite the complete Greekiness of, my mom is rolling hard with us being Jewish.
Congrats. Boo.
Oh, Travis. God damn your German name and the hate that just the ancestral hate. That lingers in your heart for my people.
You know, you do roll dough. You do roll dough before you put it in the oven. So,
I don't know what that means, but I laughed.
You said roll, and I just took it.
Oh, okay.
I don't dressed. Need a lot to connect things,
or even things to connect. Yeah. I just say it, and
just
it happens.
No coherent thoughts.
So, a couple of months ago, there was an episode containing our buddies Chris Lingbach and
Dumb.
What? Yeah, Tom.
Dumb something. Dumb Jones?
Not Tom Jones.
What's his name?
I'm so retarded, I'm forgetting right now. This is the most
I don't
pathetic.
Actually know it. I mean, it's Thom. I mean, how many people do you know? Are...
Tom Daly.
Ah, that's
There
it.
We go. Tom, I tried to email recently to get on the show, and he just never emailed back, so...
Well, you kind of put him in a pickle. I actually know what the show's content was going to be
he
about.
He could have at least emailed back, goddammit.
He could have said,
could
no,
have at least said what's up.
You're insane.
I don't want to talk about the time I was raped in the parking lot at 106.7 The Fan.
Every day.
Triggered, hashtag me too.
Congrats on the sex.
Yeah, he got some. So we had an episode, I guess has gone down a bit, and this is the cockiest thing I'll ever say, but in Papa's Basement lore, to all 10 of our listeners. They love this episode. I talked about the results of an Ancestry.com test coming in for my mom. And she found out, much to her delight, given she's an intellectual weirdo who has problems making friends, but admittedly sucks with money, not fitting the stereotype there, found out she is 1/16th Jewish. And she was really pumped to see if my dad's side had any extra juiciness, is the term for it.
The technical one, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry to lose you guys with the jargon.
Juiciness?
At
least that's a word.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She wanted to know if there was a contribution not just from her jubes, but my dad's, there's no clever way to say jubals, just, you know. to see if there was anything there or if I just had Jewishness from her. Sadly, that was the case. I turned out to be 1/32nd Jewish. I think it might be one of those things, though, where it's like my grandma's grandma's grandma was the Jew or something like that. So I guess technically we're all Jewish. I don't know. I don't know.
As long as it's on your mom's side, it kind of counts.
Something like that, yeah. So
my great-great-grandma was an Indian princess, so I'm 1/32nd Native American and royalty.
Dude, that, like, I think legit gets you some sort of college money.
I don't think it does. I think I'm just under the threshold.
Really?
Yeah. I might be wrong in the fraction. Maybe I'm, like, below 32nd. But I know I was one step below, like, any sort of college assistance.
That's weird because...
You totally looked at, like,
of course,
what money you could get.
You get casino money?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea how it would, you know, like, prove it. There's no document, as far as I know, there's no documentation of it. Or
check out this sweet dance.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where people in the South are like, look at his cheekbones. He's Cree. Like, what? Okay, that's...
You probably, like, own people without knowing it.
It's possible. I'll mix a lot of things, so there's good and bad in that, in this milkshake.
Maybe I don't deserve the money.
It evens out in the wash.
Get the reparations back to myself.
I mean, there was an episode of Sopranos with a very white Indian chief-looking guy, okay. So...
Wait, what kind of Indian are we talking about?
From the Choctaw tribe. So...
Okay, so...
Yeah, that was a club.
Feather, not Dot. I was thinking Dot.
Oh, gotcha. No. Like Native American.
Oh.
I can say Indiana, you know, because
is your woman a Chippewa and she's one of a kind?
Yeah, sorry. Of course.
Lord.
What? You don't like that pool?
That's a great pool, dude.
Thank you.
It's awesome. They're like four people will get.
I am not one of them.
Thankfully.
Well, that's because you're not over 80 when that song was a big hit.
Yeah, and your mom didn't blast country while she was cleaning the house.
Yeah, I had actually not heard the original that time I went to Ohio and banged a redneck chick for a week. Nice. I had to listen to the Tim McGraw cover of Indian Outlaw on a loop. I definitely have gotten my dick wet to Indian Outlaw, but not the original. I've definitely...
Few can say that.
Definitely say
it's
yes.
Kind of sweet.
Oh, no, you definitely try to time your release.
Back when it worked.
With the breakdown, where you're like, Cherokee people! That's when you just want to all over her butt and call it a day. All right, and now that we've lost everyone.
That is
everyone,
a three-minute song,
sex sounds
by the
weird.
Way.
Yeah, it really does sound like an angry elephant spraying water on its abuser. And that's how babies are made. All right, where were we? We were talking about my Jewishness. So my mom, I guess Hanukkah started like 2 days ago, and she... I think you're right. It was yesterday. God,
first day yesterday.
She sent an email to my brother about our first Hanukkah as Jews, and we should sing the dreidel song, and sent a link to that in case we forgot the legit, like, four lines to dreidel song.
Dreidel, like, dreidel, dreidel, I made you out of clay.
Dreidel, we will play. Yeah, it just becomes
I used to kind of know it.
No, isn't it just those four words? Dreidel,
dreidel, I don't know. I'm out of clay. I'm only
128
Jewish.
When you're giant ready,
Jewish.
With dreidel, I shall play.
Oh, yeah. God, there's more of it. You're right. I thought, like, dreidel was the religious equivalent of, like, rock and roll part two. Just like, nah, 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 hey. And, like, no matter how drunk you are, you can remember the lyrics to that.
Nazis, please stay away, hey.
Yeah. So I've been calling her bluff because if she wants to go deep with it, I want the Hanukkah gift.
Why are you not getting a present?
I want to take pictures with the beanie, the yarmulke, the yarmulke.
The beanie.
Yeah, I want pictures of that on my social media. Like, ostensibly, I know I'm 36 and my entertainment career has gone zippo, but, like, here, I'm going to say something very not offensive unless you're a huge puss. Pictures of me looking real Jewy would help me in these endeavors. Pictures of me in a yarmulke, because I already look the part. Like, I've already got the schnoz and the hair and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I already look Jewish as all get out. Like, you throw
circumcised?
Yeah, of course I'm circumcised, man. Like, weren't you? Isn't everyone in America circumcised? Are you not? Are you?
About 50-50.
They botched it?
Nah, it looks fine.
They got bored halfway through. Like, yeah, let's go do something else.
They hedged their bets.
It was very distracted. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that is really big.
There's a ball game on.
I did get distracted.
You have a watered down drink of a circumcision. Yeah. That is, I didn't know that. Travis, you
I think
the hooded
so.
Cobra?
Yeah. Yeah,
you think you have no foreskin. Do you have
what
a foreskin or not?
What do these public schools teach you?
Dude, I haven't seen my dick in a couple of years.
I know, like, when it hangs to pee, yeah, your tummy might
be
in the way.
We can tell
like,
you.
Is it turtleneck or crew neck?
Yeah.
We can tell you.
All right, pull it out. Pull okay. it out. Come on. Right. Let's lay. Everyone put your money down. I'm laying my money on circumcision. God.
I bet, yeah, totally. It's, yeah.
All right, pull it out.
I'm circumcised, yes.
Okay, there we go. This is a bit called pull out or get out. Pete?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah. I am.
Sweet cut.
And dude. It's weird just because my dad was like from the old country and straight up had just a big like unclipped Greek hog.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
But I guess he was like all in on my mom being the American and just knowing what was right. So
I bet he was all in your mom.
He was, and then he ejaculated against her cervix and made me with love.
With his elephant penis.
Egg on your face. Yeah, my dad had a huge dong, man.
Huge uncut donger.
He really did. Like,
are
I
you
just...
bragging? Like,
no, I totally will. Yeah.
You sound a bit nostalgic.
No, it's just like I don't have one, but I at least want to prove
well,
like it's somewhere in my DNA.
Yeah, well, you could. I mean, you didn't have to say that part yet. You know, until the girls start coming in, and then, like, you have to, like, explain yourself. But you could have been like, oh, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, it'd be like a you huge know, penis I, runs yeah. in my family, and then I unzip. It's like, unfortunately,
and it looks like
me.
That baby is holding an apple.
Yeah, but you should see my brother's cock. It's also a beautiful thing. No, I,
Damn, he sounds assimilated as F.
I guess he was just like, no, it's cool. You can mutilate the penis of my heirs. We're in America now.
We're in America,
that's the thing.
And we call it gyro.
He legit called it gyro.
I will never forget that.
Yeah.
Your Greek dad was like...
It's a gyro. You're in America.
Don't say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call it a gyro.
To
like
anyone
else
to talk cultural appropriation of food and that bit, he would just smack him. He'd be like, shut up and eat your sushi taco. You're in America now. God bless him. But yeah, I want to go whole hog if she's not going to shut up about the Jewish thing. Like, she... was
she deeply religious like at all before she found this out?
Well, not. What's that? What'd you say, Pete? My mom's a pole.
Okay. I said his mom got a whole hug.
Oh, she did. Yeah, my dad balled her out deep. That's how they made the babies, me and Will.
Yeah.
With sex, in her puss.
I'm learning.
And her sushi taco.
She's been yes. Brandon, to get to your question, she got deeply religious when my dad passed no one, because I feel like you have to go that route. Like, if you're
That'll
older
happen.
You have to be like, oh, he's, you know, I'm not gonna die forever and he's going to be somewhere. I went the other route with it. I was like, oh, clearly there's no God or anything we have to pray with. But yeah, she's now, she'll playfully throw out the Jewish stuff, but like won't shut up about it. I was like, all right, let's find a synagogue. Like, I'm making this work for me.
Wow.
Let's do the damn thing. If you're, because Lord knows I don't do anything with the Orthodox Christianity. I haven't been there in a long time, but
that sounds scary too.
I just want a couple selfies and a damn Nintendo yarmulke, and then I can just put those all over. Because like my buddy Matt Hoffman, growing up when we were kids, had like a Mario yarmulke.
Can
you have a bar mitzvah?
Is there statute of limitations on this?
No, I think...
Let's give John a bar mitzvah.
Hell yeah. You're about to become a man.
Oh, God.
Can we have it at your house?
That would straighten me all out.
As opposed to me, it's my voice cracks as I say that.
Yeah, that's your problem, Pete. You've never had a tribal ritual.
It's true. I almost converted. I should have had a bar mitzvah.
All right, bar mitzvah at Pete's house on this Saturday.
Nice.
Who's can re-circumcise.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get re-circumcised.
Just cut off what's left. I'm doing nothing with it. Just whittle me down. So that's kind of what I've been doing with my holiday, as my mom, she wanted to play Jewish, and I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm calling your bluff. We're going to be Jews now. And she immediately started talking the Bible. It was really funny. Like, she thought almost it had gone too far, I think, in her head, and like we had shamed our Christian God. So she just like, without missing a beat, was like, did you know the disciple Paul was originally Saul? And I was just like, why are you Bibling up my Jew time? I want in on this.
I need presents.
Yeah, really. I was like, get me all my Jew presents, the 8 days of Jew Christmas, then get me my Christian Christmas presents. I want it. Dude, let's do that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
I don't blame you.
Get some halibut, and that's a Jewish food, right?
Halibut. I ate halibut once or twice, so yeah, it's food.
Sure, yeah.
Now that I have that
power. It's all the proof I need.
If John has had it, it's officially, yeah.
Yeah.
Arby's, the official sponsor.
Jews
of
love
food.
The hell out of Arby's, man.
Do you have to eat Chinese food on Christmas now?
I think I have like that. A superpower where I
can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, I get
to eat kosher.
Exactly. It's pretty much, I'm like Blade. I'm a daywalker. Like, I have the strengths of both species and none of their weaknesses, except I have to get injected once a day by Whistler.
I love how Travis pulled that name.
Oh, yeah.
Not Blade, but Whistler. Jeez.
Yeah, Whistler. Played by Chris Christopherson.
Wow.
I can keep going. Parker Posey was in Part 3, along with Triple H.
Yeah.
And Jessica Biel played Whistler's daughter. Get it? All right, we got nothing else. That's our show. Travis is just content. Once the hands...
Jews, haha.
Once Travis's hands go in the pockets of his hoodie, I'm like, that's... Oh, he's masturbating. Okay, so never mind. The energy has not waned. He's actually whipping himself into a... Guys, we got two stories that I want to talk. You pick. We're going to do the choose your own adventure. That's what it is to be a show host. You throw to everyone else, and then you just kill the show's energy.
We have
a story about a guy freaking out on a local highway. We did local highway talk last week, the story of 66 having new $40 tolls into the city.
Did it get to 40? Ugh.
$40 one way. Like, I heard a news report the other day, because it's been making its way all over national news, where they said a $40 commute for the day. I'm like, $40 one way. My people are really good with math, so that's $80 for the day.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is a Jewish topic.
Mm-hmm. Our office had some people come in, like, from the transportation or whatever, and, like, one of the questions was, like, oh, how bad are the tolls going to get? They're like, I mean, technically it could get to, like, $99, but it should never get more than, like, $20, $25. And clearly we passed that in the first week it was open.
The first day.
Immediately.
Yeah.
It was $40 on the way back, on the 3 p.m. commute. The rap diss track No Vaseline was written about these tolls.
Where's this money going? Does anyone know?
To my tribe.
Did I just ask a...
No, it's getting donated.
Yeah, they told me at some point. I don't remember.
Bitcoin? I don't know.
I think they said they might try to wire it in the road at some point, and this will help it.
I so doubt it.
Yeah, it would be nice if, like, the road that hasn't expanded since 1962, as the area has gotten a population roughly 20-fold of what it was, that'd be okay.
Yeah. I think they said they're also going to try to maybe help beef up like the metro area, like the parking around metro stops and whatnot to help encourage people to take that as opposed to driving.
But... And we all get a free rape whistle for those scary parking lots.
They don't work, but you get it.
So, you can like throw it at the guy, I guess.
Yeah, you blow on it and it just says, I'm being raped. I'm being raped over and over. So we've got two stories. Cute. We've got a man who has driven... I apparently literally bat-ass by the traffic in this area who freaked out on a highway that I frequent four times a day in the course of my daily business. And we've got the Keaton Jones. Keaton Jones, yeah.
I think that's my vote.
Keaton Moore was having sex with 14-year-old girls when he was 12. So, no. We've got Keaton Jones. We're doing Keaton Jones then. My man.
Oh, I didn't know I was the only vote, but
apparently
you spoke up.
We're not doing the crazy guy, the naked guy.
We're doing him after.
Oh, whatever.
We'll do him after. Let's do Keaton Jones. Keaton is the story of the week. So I think over the weekend.
It's fading fast.
Well, the Keaton Jones story, like literally everything that has been an internet sensation and found by the internet, has gone from loved to hated in the span of 48 hours. Much like Ken Bone. Remember Ken Bone? And everyone was like, look how cute Ken Bone is. I just want to date Ken Bone.
God. Oh, he's into
porn. His mom picked out that sweater. Cool.
He's like, I'm an independent voter. And 48 hours later, they go through Ken Bone. He does an AMA and ask me anything, not an ass mouth ass, on Reddit. And he did it from an old account, and they simply go through his posts and Ken
Bone. I thought
Bone,
J-Law looked hotter with clothes on.
Yeah.
I mean, look at her ass. That's, like, so lame.
Talks about whacking it to the pictures from the Fappening.
Yeah.
Yep. And a couple. There's some posts on, like, some pregnancy porn, like, subreddit. So he was into some weird stuff.
Oh, I'm saddened that people were offended by that. Like, you figured the moms would step up and be like, yeah, we need some dick at 6 months.
Has Keaton's Reddit post surfaced?
Yeah, Keaton just lives on Asians Gone Wild. He loves, and Pelfies.
That's why he got bullied. Like, dude, he kept saying the N-word online. Like,
of course he was on Reddit.
So this Keaton Jones kid puts out a video, I guess, over the weekend, or his parents release a video.
Hey, you guys.
He does look a little sloth-like. So the poor kid's dinged up. He's got the jacked up bridge of the nose, looking a little fetal alcohol syndrome-y. He's got a scar on the side of his head. Like, you can see how he gets bullied, which isn't a good thing. I was bullied lightly, but I was much more a bully. Like, I've played both sides. I've been bully bisexual, if you will. I was much more so a bully, but once or twice, I don't know, does bullying have to be like over the course of time, or can someone just like try to screw with you for 20 minutes and then you're like, there, I was bullied, so it doesn't matter that I bully people.
I think it's time agnostic.
Yeah, no, okay. I think you do that all the time, right?
What?
You were like, no, yeah, actually, no, you just bullied people when you...
Well, I was horrible to a couple kids in my gifted and talented classes, so like, I mean, it's like Lord of the Flies.
You that's nerd. Fine. They
yeah,
should've...
a hierarchy
they
is established.
Like, anyways, yeah.
I bullied on the nerds to the other nerds. Like, one of them killed himself, but it was a couple years later. We were good by that point. So,
did
like,
he name you by name in the suicide note?
He, with his dying breath, like, put his two hands into the gang signs for my initials.
But he couldn't finish writing his last name.
Papa Gijo.
Yeah, he nodded off.
Blame the father.
No, not to sound like a piece of crap, it never really bugged me. Like, he obviously had much bigger fish to fry than me being a prick to him in sixth grade. Like, I think we were good a couple years later.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Is that the same guy that you sold weed to, or are you jizzed in it, though?
No, that was someone else. That guy's alive and well.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what? No, I used to sell weed all the time in senior year of high school. Like,
And jizz in it?
Yeah, if the people displeased me in some way, shape, or form, I would just jerk into the bag.
Well, it makes it way more, so you don't have to use as much weed.
Well, also sticky.
Yeah.
From a business standpoint, yeah.
One, it simulates excellent marijuana. And two, yeah, I was like just a dumb kid.
So white, all the crystal.
Yeah, and I
make it
read,
taste like pineapple.
This is white widow.
Yeah, this is salty semen. It has a jerky-like taste.
You did not try hard on that one.
At least call like Sailor Jerry or something a little more
you
clever.
You told me I was buying weed, and it was like, this is salty semen.
Yeah.
I would probably think twice.
I meant semen like a
the
sailor,
salt
for
is
sure.
Subtle.
It's that I come in your
salty
bag.
Salty sailor. That's a good one.
I call this the Salton Sea. Yeah, I was reading a interview with the guitarist from Fear Factory, a band no one should know. No one who had sex before their 18th birthday would know the name Fear Factory, but yeah, their guitarist Dino Cesaris was just like, yeah, I used to sell weed and pound off in the bags. I'm like, that's hilarious. And like, you're a dumb kid. You kind of don't draw the line. Well, let's be honest, as a virgin, I'm not giving anyone AIDS. I'm not Ryan White here. Like, it's disgusting. But it's really no different than, I don't know, like when they give the underwear tea to Debo to drink in Friday or whatever the hell. Whoever Tiny Zeus Lister played in that film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember? And Smokey breaks in and he puts the underwear on the straw that Debo's drinking from during the night. And then he drinks it and Debo can tell something is amiss with his straw. That's the equivalent of me jacking into the Dimebags. I mean, it's hilarious, but no one got pregnant in their throat, right?
So who jacked off on Keaton Jones? Is that's what, that's what I'm gathering.
So this guy sold him weed.
A bad bag.
So Keaton Jones is posted questioning the existential nature of bullying. Just like, why are we being bullied? Like,
deep. Bro.
It was very heartfelt to begin with, because it's a kid you're looking at and you're like, oh yeah, that dude gets picked on. Like, especially in the South, where you're not refined like us Northerners who bully each other by jerking off in bags of weed. Your Southern bullying has to be bad, right? Like, they probably just call him the N-word. And he's like, but I'm white. He's like, no, you're not. Not anymore. So this video of him goes viral, and it starts with Chris Evans, who's, I mean, Pete has a lot of man crushes, but, like, Pete would legit just mount or be mounted by Chris Evans.
Oh, he's awesome.
Any hole.
He's great. He's fantastic.
Yeah, like, you would hell in a cell, and the cell would be your ass with Chris Evans, Captain America. And Chris is like, hey, you want to come to the Avengers premiere? And Mark Ruffalo, who... like, let's be honest, plays the Hulk
wants
when the Hulk
to be as
isn't
hot as Chris.
Cool. Well, that too, yeah. Like, I feel if you're Chris Evans, like, I'm Mark Ruffalo. Like, I'm just the hairy, not really sure why he's a movie star, because you're like, that guy just looks like a kind of sexy delicatessen. Like, he's not movie star attractive. Like, he's okay for a restaurateur.
He looks like a sexy sub shop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, he's the cute Subway owner.
A little too much oil on that one.
But he gets in on it, and let's be honest, the Avengers wad has already been blown. Like, what's he gonna do? Like, you're gonna play Son of Hulk? You know? Like,
yeah.
Well, he can't.
Actually,
do
when
it.
I saw that, and he said that, he was like, "Yeah, if you need someone to go to the premiere with, I'm actually need somebody to go with me."
Yeah.
To,
you can be my.
But
plus
it was
one.
Funny because like he did do that like afterwards, and he was like, "Yeah, you should come to the premiere." And I'm like, "Mark, you're not really doing like anything." Like,
yeah.
Like Chris said that first. Like, you should
dibs.
Invite him to do something else, but you kept talking about the Avengers. Like, I mean, you were gonna do something.
Like legit, yeah. Are we going to get to the point like the key grip is like you can watch me put down gaffer's tape? You know, like,
exactly.
The, like that ship done sailed. So it's this great heartfelt moment, and everyone is, you know, Team Keaton, how horrible this has happened to this poor boy. And then, again, within 24 hours, people start finding his mom's Facebook.
The racist alarm just started going off.
Yeah, God, we love our racist alarm, don't we?
We love going really deep into anybody that gets, like, about 20... K retweets.
Everyone's an investigator online.
Yeah.
As soon as you get known for something,
I
your
need
post
to
history is
find
dug up.
The dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. I mean, it happened very fast. They go through her Facebook which is weird to me because it's like, isn't everyone's Facebook private? Like, so this had to be like a friend of a friend was the snitch here, right? Like taking the screen caps of her profile with multiple pictures of like her
not everything.
Holding the
I
Confederate
think you
flag.
Just go to a Facebook profile and
it depends on the settings.
I mean, but sometimes it depends on how much will show up. But some people, like I know people who still have their like phone number listed on their Facebook, and it's just out there for anyone to see. So some people really don't pay attention to like the security or privacy stuff.
Especially if you live in Alabama.
That's true.
I'm surprised she knew how to work a computer.
Yeah, really. No, you don't have to worry about internet security there because it's hard to hack on a 56K. The computer's hissing. You think someone's trying to hack into us?
I don't know.
Hang up the phone. That'll get them done. Yeah. So we find out that Keaton's mom is way into Southern heritage, shall we say, diplomatically. And immediately you've got, I guess, the Black Folks Twitter, as it's called on Reddit. Or was it just Black Twitter?
Yes,
on
Reddit. Black Twitter.
Yeah. They immediately run anywhere. With, you know, there's a million black kids bullied every day. Why aren't they getting this kind of traction? And it's like which is just a weird angle to take because it's like, hey, I put out my stupid podcast. Why am I not Joe Rogan? Like, S happens. You know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. I don't know what to tell
we
you.
We should build a statue of Keaton Jones so we can tear it down.
Well, I think
I
we just need to bully
a
ton
of
little black
racist
kids.
Racist white people are super fragile.
Yeah, that... could be it.
Probably the most fragile, and they need to huddle and share around each other, and that is why it went so viral. And then they had tertiary effect, which like they know a couple black people, and then they shared it maybe, but like that's it.
Well,
like,
apparently all racist white people have one Jew lawyer too.
Exactly.
That guy has media connections.
He's super sad. He's not gonna get any more money.
Oh well, that was disgusting. Pete, leave the studio.
What did I do? That was
it's an ugly
you
stereotype
think that was
regarding
my Jewish
my people.
Voice. It's not true.
I'm going to have to fine you for that. Pay me money and you can stay in the
fine
studio.
Fine me for that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, pay up or get out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll whip it out.
You dumb Jew.
Oh, that's disgusting. Travis, you also
what I say?
Now.
What I say?
I'm going to sue you, sir. That's the way of my people.
Yeah, you would.
Sal Dorward is in the studio.
He is a quarter Italian. Isn't that weird to you? It's weird
a little
to me.
Bit, yeah.
I would never really peg Travis as Italian because he's like a virgin
beyond
age 14.
Do you have like Italian
14.
Cousins?
Like, my grandma's very Italian. And
does she ever yell at you like, hey, like, why aren't you like pounding, you know, like, why aren't you crushing it out there?
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Why aren't you crushing puss?
Exactly. Mashing gins a box.
God gave you a salami. You need to beat it up.
Put it in the, oh no, Stromboli. That was the word I was looking for. 2 seconds too late to be funny. So it comes out his mom is into that, and she's just been like, those pictures were taken in jest, which is a weird.
The old, it's not racist, it's a joke.
Yeah, which is, let's be honest, I guess it's the best way you can spin it, but I would have, given what then leaked about the dad, I would
what
have.
What happened with the dad?
Yeah, I miss a lot of this aftermath.
You said it was the best way you could spin it.
Well,
could have pulled the Jeremy London, I was kidnapped and forced to do drugs, and that is why I'm off the wagon.
Jeremy London was one of those completely screwed up guys.
I loved him, dude.
He was so lost to drugs. Like, I know none of you guys remember the Warrant singer Janie Lane. Janie Lane was such a big alcoholic that near the end they took to just, like, putting a collar around him that said, like, I am Janie Lane, the former singer of Warrant. Here's my contact info. If you find me, call my wife at number X. Like a suitcase. like a suitcase with a BAC of 0.4. And you would just wake up and find Janie Lane in your doghouse and be like, oh, time to call Bobby Brown. Because he wasn't married to the Bobby Brown. He just, I believe, had a wife who was a model named Bobby Brown. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it was B-O-B-B-I.
Yeah, but Jeremy had that. He was off the wagon for a while, or whatever. And his excuse was, once he got in trouble, he was like, "I was forced.
I was abducted and at gunpoint. Yeah, forced to get high.
Forced to do drugs.
Which is just
like no one in the world has ever been forced to do.
Nicest hostage takers ever.
Yeah. Peer pressure is real.
Yeah. It is. Okay. It is. Here, take a drink.
It's true. Like, I know it's really bad for me and Travis because Pete just keeps on getting some. And he's like, come on, you get laid, you'll like it. And Travis and I are like, no. We giggle like the three little maids from school. We're like, keeping our cherries intact. So Keaton's dad is like, if his mom is dipping her toe in the white power pool, like his dad has, he's like Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School doing the triple Lindy, like deep into the deep end of the racist pool. Like he's got the ink. He's all in on the white power. Like he's got all the white power the stuff you would put on an actor if he was going to be chilling with Schillinger for a couple episodes in Oz.
Like American History X type.
Yeah,
tattoos.
Exactly. Some real curb biting stuff on this guy. And his mom is dumb. His mom should have just been like, I married his dad. His dad corrupted me. His dad's all into that crap. Because his dad's been in jail since 2015. I don't think he's going anywhere till next year. Just blame it all on the dad.
Yeah.
Instead, she has to be like, no, I took these joke pictures with Confederate flags saying, you know, like, heritage, not hate, or whatever.
After
that
copulating with said racist Nazi guy.
Yeah, and it's just, it's great because it puts everyone in this weird bind where they're like, well, I guess we should still be nice to him. I don't know. Should we be nice to the bullied kid? I guess.
It's like, well, we already said all this stuff. I guess we can't back.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, we should be nice to him or whatever. No one should be bullied, but why did anyone give him money? That's the part that really. Like,
what's the money part?
Dude, he has a GoFundMe, and it's at like 80K or something.
I had heard
there's a real, yeah, there's a legitimate GoFundMe, but then there's a bunch of other fake ones.
Yeah, I had heard.
But like someone not involved with the family like set it up for them or something.
It's still absurd why anybody would give them money. Like that doesn't fix bullying.
It's like you
at all.
I mean, given how I opened the show,
happiness.
I should be saying that part.
But
why give them money? Why? That's foolishness.
No, I just think it's silly.
You're being with sugar.
People and kids that are like, hey, like,
I mean,
this kid is dying.
It's
and they're like,
I don't think he's dying. Is he dying?
No. Like other kids are dying.
We're all dying.
Everybody's dying. Yeah, and they're just like, well, he got bullied.
Thank you, Nietzsche Norwood over there.
We should give him a couple.
Now he's gonna get bullied and robbed.
I
know what you're saying though. That's just I don't know what to tell you other than that's how the human brain works. Why? We cannot put a face to like the humanitarian crisis in Syria.
It's so silly.
We can't do anything in our brains about Africa, but if some kid who's bullied gets a GoFundMe, you're like, yes, I can use my PayPal to do something.
Buy some therapy.
Yeah, I want to put the same amount of effort that I put into re-upping my vitamins via Amazon every month into helping people, and that is the extent of my effort. Yeah. You get my magic dollars. Because we're just, we're lazy. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's a bad thing. It's just how 100 years of, like,
it
the
just
economy
sucks.
And 9-to-5 jobs and the government have shaped us. Like, we work and we come home and we're exhausted. And the average member of our world doesn't want to do crap. But you're like, here's something that on an emotional level pulls at my heartstrings. And here's money. That's really all it is. I mean, like, there's legit Syrian kids probably trying to pull that shtick now. Where it's like,
oh, I believe that.
Why do they bomb? Explain bombing. Why? Why?
You've done stand-up. You know all about bombing.
Hi-o.
So donate to John's.
Exactly.
John's Bomb Fund.
I'll shave a little fake scar into the back of my head if it makes you feel better. And Lord knows I've kind of got the grown-up Keaton face already. So it's good. Well... You can
like break your nose and
mush up my nose some. Yeah. Don't bully kids. How's that? Don't bully kids. Don't be a racist. And
I mean bullying him now that he's getting all this stuff. Like,
well, that's like bullying based on merit. And
he's gonna come back from the
That is fine. Totally fine.
He's gonna come back from the Avengers premiere. This is a DC Comics school, boy.
Batman, Superman in these halls. Beat him up. Where's your Wolverine now? That would be funny. God damn.
Run like the Flash.
Okay, so yeah, that is Keaton. We got to the bottom of that, right? We don't have to do any more there. That's just all taken care of.
Beat him up, don't give him money.
Yeah, we've sorted it out. Beat the child. Brandon, you put it very succinctly. I like that, man. Thank you. So we can talk.
Yeah, nothing else happened in Alabama.
No, absolutely nothing. Oh,
nothing noteworthy.
Yeah. So we can do a little bit of political talk if you want. Why the hell not? Roy Moore
bullied Keaton Jones.
Yes,
I'll finish your sentence.
Yeah, Roy Moore went back in time and made Keaton's parents racist. It was like the it was like the Terminator, except instead of shooting Sarah Connor, he just gave her a copy of Mein Kampf, and he was like, read. Just said that into her ear 500 times while she slept. She woke
probably
up.
Probably signed it, too. Then later denied that he ever did.
Great book. Love it while taking dumps. Love Roy. So, yeah, Roy Moore, who I guess got a lot of... he was known years ago for being the judge that demanded he get to hang 10 commandment plaques.
Thought you were going somewhere else.
No.
Yeah, Alabama hanging.
Like, what's up?
Yeah. That's how he became friends with the Jones family. So, no, he was big on the religious stuff, and he got
always
his rep on
judge.
Thumbing his nose at federal government, which I get it. The South has not been much of a fan of the federal government since 1861-ish. We've had problems since then. Then was running for Senate.
Yeah, wasn't he also removed twice from the judgeship for...
Fired twice.
Yeah, trying to go against the Constitution, essentially.
Pretty much, just saying, you know what, I don't give a damn, this is what I believe.
Yeah.
And that's what's always scary, when people, like, encourage you, like, wholeheartedly to, like, chase your dreams, do what your gut tells you. Like, some of us have bad guts.
Yeah, because he said, like, all the amendments after the 10th, we just get rid of them.
Yeah.
And they just complicate things too much.
Speaking of him being, like, religious, did you see the video of his, like, campaign spokesman on CNN?
Oh, loved it.
That was such a good video. I should have told you about it. Did you see it?
Yes. I'm not very, like, the average viral video lets me down. Like, I saw that Keaton Jones video, and I was like, no, keep hitting that kid. But a video... I guess we're not going to look up the audio. Screw it. That slows us down. But a campaign
spokesman. You can just go to my Twitter. I retweeted it.
Too long. Sorry,
fair enough.
Yeah. Sorry. That ship sailed. Campaign spokesperson.
Can you reenact it real quick?
We can do it real fast. Yeah.
All right. You're Jake. You're the other guy.
Which one? Wait, who is he?
He's Jake. He's Tapper.
Oh, he's the, okay.
Jake Tapper?
Mm-hmm. Wait, which one is that, though? I don't know the names of these people.
Is Jake Tapper the dumb one?
No.
Jake Tapper's the CNN
you're the guy. You're the Roy Moore guy. Guys.
Okay, I'm Roy Moore guy.
I want to be the Roy Moore guy.
Oh.
Fine, be the Roy Moore guy.
Dude, it's your show, buddy.
Do the Roy Moore.
Let's just do this for 20 minutes.
No. It is Hanukkah.
I insist you be the dumb religious.
No, you.
You're trying to get more into religion now.
You're Jewish,
so.
Actually. This guy, he's Christian. You gotta.
That's true. Yeah, I've abdicated. All right, because you start off the clip.
Okay, so I forget exactly how it starts, but it's basically him saying, like, if you swear on a Christian Bible in court, and that's law. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you swear on a Christian Bible, and I believe Muslims cannot do that. And
yeah, yeah. The CNN, so you remember it better.
So the CNN guy is like, well, you know that you don't have to swear on a Christian. You can swear on anything. And so, you're
I've done it three times.
Yeah.
Right, because you're Christian, and you could choose that. You can swear on anything, a Jewish Bible, a Muslim, whatever, and then he just... pauses.
No,
for
he
like,
says, well, Donald Trump, I can tell you, when Donald Trump, when he was sworn in as president, he was sworn in on a Christian Bible. And then the
well,
guy,
the great part of that, that's that was after he
was
paused.
It really?
Yeah, yeah.
That was after he paused for 10 seconds. And
just
then
mouth
it was
agape.
And then you could tell in his eyes that it was like, oh, I got this. Like, Donald Trump.
Like, all roads lead to Donald.
As they were cutting away from them, too. That, I love that part.
Oh, they're like, just like, we're done
he's
here.
He's just quiet for a few seconds. He's like,
yeah,
hey, he's like, well,
yeah, because he's Christian
for joining us.
Yeah, we got our money shot. Like, no, you can swear on what you can swear on Action Comics 15 for whatever matters. And I think that was the first Superman, right?
That sounds about right.
Oh, I'm going to look it up. And if it's Action Comics 15. Okay, you look it up, Producer Pete.
DC Comics.
Oh, God, no, Superman. Wait. Was No. Oh, God, he was Action Comics 1, Batman's Amazing Stories 15. Look them both up. I'm going to go for double credit.
You're such a nerd.
We don't look the clip up, but we definitely look up the Batman.
Yeah, yeah, bring the show to a grinding halt for that. That's
we don't have time to bring up the audio, but we can poorly reenact it for...
That was more compelling.
Was five straight minutes. A great success. Okay, maybe not great, but,
what was your thing?
Superman's Action Comics 1.
Yeah, of course.
And Spider-Man's Amazing Stories 15.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Now silence. This is
type.
Spider-Man. Why are we? What's this for?
This is just my own edification. Just me proving that.
Cool.
Pretty damn close. Amazing Fantasy 15.
Ah, God. All right, I have to cut off my pinky. That's the law. That is the law. Okay. Oh, we also had. Oh God. Ooh.
Do we want to talk
some nudity?
Oh crap! I forgot I had that story included. That was actually a good one. But Travis, no, go to
well,
you.
We don't have to. But the Roy Moore's wife with the whole.
I mean, it's just great people story. This never ending story of Roy Moore. It's really, let's be honest, this thought that we all have up here, like just how backwards can Alabama be? Where are they going to vote for Roy Moore, who? Has
one of his attorneys is a Jew. Did you hear?
I did hear that. I learned that from Jew Washington Post.
She
the
got
paper
us.
I subscribe to.
She got
she
us.
Was so proud of herself when she said
such
it.
Such a mic drop moment.
Yeah,
she was. Just
that's
like,
one of my.
I gotcha.
That's maybe one of my top five favorite things in the world. Just like a person who does like a mic drop moment, but it was just everyone else knows it was terrible, but they're like, I nailed that.
I nailed that.
False sense of
my favorite ball player's a black. Walk away. So Roy Moore has been under fire for like what, 2 months now? The Post story broke saying that he was.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of terrible things he did before that.
Tons of crap. I mean, just a really vile candidate.
Yeah, give him credit where it's due. Like,
yeah.
He's been terrible forever.
He's a hipster guy.
I don't want to make light of it, but if the shoe were on the other foot and there was a Dem, well, let's be honest. If there were a Dem that were that big a piece of crap, I'm gonna get this political. I don't think they would have run that dude. You know what I mean? Like
not.
They.
I mean, Al Franken stepped down because of like a some of the photos he took of like him pretending to honks and boobs. Like if he was diddling children, he would have been gone a long time ago.
That is a genuine difference in the parties.
Yeah.
Like let's not tiptoe around that. But
it shouldn't be a partisan thing either. It's so weird.
Well, if the shoe were on the other foot and like a senator, was up for election here and like some pretty bad crap came out about the Democrat, but. You then had to vote otherwise, what, for a dude who, like, supported Trump or pretty much in absentia vote for that guy by doing a write-in candidate, like, what would you do? I mean, like, as much as, like, we get to laugh at Alabama and be like, look who they almost elected, what pieces of crap. Like, if the shoe were on the other foot.
You gotta do what you gotta do. But I also think that they wouldn't have run that guy.
Yeah.
I think it boiled down to
that. I think we'd just be smarter than that. We'd be like, yeah, no, we're going to lose a bunch of votes. Like, people aren't going to
sit there believe the Dems,
and, like,
yes,
eat a bowl full of crap.
Would have, like, done a concerted write-in effort. But also, yeah, that guy just wouldn't have made it that far.
Yeah.
Like, they do seem better about the self-policing. Like, say what you will about,
I mean, they're not without fault or issues.
Hell no.
But they... But, they don't support children.
But, like, the old black Michigan diddler, I think he's gone. Al Franken diddler's gone. Like, they've taken a pretty firm non-diddling stand. And I said that country style.
No diddling party.
Yeah, with an apostrophe N.
Diddling for some, and miniature American flags for others.
Miniature diddlings for others, yeah. I don't know, though. Like, if it somehow wound up that way. I don't know. I like that it didn't wind up that way, because it's fun to be like, hey.
I hope we just, yeah, we
and as you reminded us,
B.
And as the entirety of Twitter has reminded us, pretty much everyone.
We have the party of Plan B, so.
Oh, yeah. Good old Plan B. Plan B is my Plan A, to quote a chick I bald one
time. In their bot.
Oh, yeah. And so I was like, well, you're not getting a condom. Yeah, I was going to say something, but I've completely run out of steam. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You wouldn't feel comfortable if we were running somebody like that. And I completely understand. I think we would be like, yeah, Republicans won, because we'd be so mad that the Democrats kept somebody in.
I mean,
yeah, people would either write in somebody else or just not vote at all.
I can say this again, the difference in the parties. Yeah, like, if the Dems tried
that at all,
they would have. The Republican would have won in a landslide,
yeah.
At least
yeah.
In this.
I mean, there definitely probably still would have been some people that did it and been like,
hell yeah.
We gotta,
and I'm saying, like, I might have been one of those pieces of crap. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have been like,
gonna do it.
I really like abortion. Like, it's great. What did I just do?
I told you I'm a sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Lena Dunham.
Yeah. Well, Lena took it way too far. Like, Lena was like, I wish I'd had an abortion. It's like, no, you don't, you stupid bitch. Like, I know you're rich and all, but, like, your cooter bleeds for, like, 2 months pretty much after that thing. It's a mess. I think it's actually, like, a week, but I exaggerated to comedic effect, Travis. That's one of the tricks. That's one
you
of the
did, and I wasn't going to correct you.
Arrow. Yeah, no, I think for a week it pretty much looks like beef stew down there. You're just...
Basically.
Yeah, pretty much just living in the bathtub or on the toilet. But that's how you get the hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
Yeah. So, Crazy Man in Sterling?
Yeah.
We doing Crazy Man in Sterling? Sterling, Virginia, right next door to Fairfax, Virginia, right next door to Washington, D.C. We do the show out of Fairfax. I live in Fairfax. I'm in Sterling at least 5 times a week. Given where this takes place, I sympathize with him. Sterling man facing multiple charges after assaulting a driver, stripping naked, and jumping on a passing truck near Dulles Airport on Tuesday. According to Fairfax County Police, Jose Gonzalez Flores, 32, of Sterling, was involved in a crash with two different cars while traveling southbound on Sully Road near Frying Pan Road around 4 p.m. Tuesday. I made that commute back when I had a 9-to-5 job maybe 300 to 400 times. Frying Pan Road was my road. After the crash, Gonzalez assaulted one of the drivers involved. Been in a lot of crashes. Never had that urge. Interesting. Playing a bit of, like, jazz with life. Again, the GTA influence, just thinking outside the box, coloring outside the lines. Assaulted one of the drivers involved and returned to his pickup truck to throw items onto Sully Road.
Just items? Just, like...
just items.
No, not even feces.
Like loose change
what
and...
What the
hell? I'm assuming...
Half a water bottle?
Lawn equipment of some sort, right?
You're just assuming that?
Yeah.
Pink flamingos?
No, just...
You're assuming Lopez is throwing lawn equipment all over?
Yeah, like bags of Miracle-Gro lawn mowers. He's a Latino with a pickup truck, so I know Brandon tried to keep it innocent, but no, a piece of human garbage, Brandon. He proceeded to take off his clothes and began running into traffic before jumping on a passing truck and breaking its window. That is where things get terrifying.
Hmm. Yeah. I saw the video, and I'm so glad somebody had the video of it. It is fascinating.
He is hitting that thing like an animal.
Yeah, he looks like he was a
full force.
Yeah, he looks like a caveman that just like defrosted and like woke up naked in the woods and just started attacking the next big metal dinosaur he found. Like, he's on top of it. Just it was fascinating.
I know he was hitting that to like the effect where I was like that because I think he had an object in his hand.
Yeah, I think it was like a rock or something.
Something, but I was like he was hitting that to the effect that like if he had hit that with his own hand, he would be shattering.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, with such force. And I was like, wow, this
sounds
this
like
guy
we need
could
a
probably
wall.
Eat a face.
On the side of the road,
I'm
right?
I'm with you. Like some sort of Jersey wall on Route 28. I love this story, man.
Yeah.
Like, anything crazy happening in my hometown, like, the people of Florida have to love being in Florida. Like, I would love seeing my home state having all this crazy crap. This is... Two weeks in a row, we're making the news for the wrong reasons. Like, usually this area, it's just DC news. And it's not really Nova getting love, but now, 2 weeks of Nova getting singled out for being crappy. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, when there was a murder-suicide two houses from me, that was it was a great week for me.
That would have been my Facebook status for a month.
Yeah.
Remember that time there was a murder-suicide?
I tweeted the picture of, like, the news.
That's my Facebook profile frame.
Next to the bodies.
You just take, yeah.
Just tributing the chalk outline.
Nah, but me and my friend almost got shot that night by a cop. Because we got drunk and went to investigate because there was a shit.
What?
F8.
A lot of like emergency response vehicles around the neighborhood, and we were curious and drunk and 20-year-olds. And a cop found us and was not too pleased.
Really?
Yes. And then he just told us about what was happening.
I
was like,
yeah. I did it.
Was the gun unholstered?
I exaggerated when I said it. We almost got caught.
Oh, man.
They showed it. They did a flashlight. I mean, yeah. They, snipers and such.
He hit me with a flashlight.
You let me down, dude.
And yeah, I did it. Yeah,
those flashlights aren't
a joke. Actually.
Sorry.
Yeah, I always love a good naked man story, though. Like, I don't understand the impulse when you're
drunk
or whatever it is to just remove all the clothes.
If you see someone get naked, get the F out of there, dude. Like, it's about to get really serious, and they're not going to, like, pull their punches.
If you see Dick, say something.
Like, they are not. Yeah.
No, you're completely right. I understand the impulse, maybe, to get smashed in traffic and then be like, no, I'm attacking you with a rock, but to then... include your own nudity. Like,
it wasn't warm. It's been pretty cold here too.
Like, that would be my impulse if I had a huge cock. Like, but it would be literally anything. Like, I'd express joy by getting naked too, or sadness.
Stand inside of a helicopter. Right?
What? My daddy died. I'm an orphan, and then I just pull down my pants. Yeah.
Helicopter.
I just
sad chopper.
My dick is just for comedic effect, you know? Like, it wouldn't contribute anything to the scenario in terms of expressing rage. Like, people would see me running toward them and be scared, and then they look down and just be like, like, laugh watching a Japanese game show. You know, they just, like, it would just...
Exactly why you're ready to kill.
Yeah, transcends all language. Just funny.
Yeah, there's no one out there with a big swing and that's looking, to take it all off and then murder someone.
Yeah.
Like, they're... John... After that point, they're kind of like, you know what? I've kind of mellowed out.
Oh, yeah.
I understand you guys are in amazement.
John and, Holmes...
kind of cool right now.
...was, like, a witness to the Wonderland murders, but he did not commit the Wonderland murders, at least Boogie Nights reenactment.
Right.
You have me believe that. I think he might have actually killed someone. Any of the huge
shots. Sure, he did, actually. There was a lot of craziness going on over there.
Our theory is debunked. People with huge penises don't kill.
We should get to the bottom of that.
You can bottom. Oh, that was such a bad stretch.
I want top.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me from that.
We need to find out, like, has anyone with a giant dome murdered anyone?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can mix two different stereotypes and get really quickly to the bottom of that. Race with huge penis, race in prison.
Oh, OJ.
Venn diagram it. Yeah, all right.
God, sorry. White guy, though.
If you're going down stereotype lane, I know these have both been. Brandon, you bring out a lot of racial animus in me. I don't know what it is. It's your very white face.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Makes... I'm like racially a mutt, too, though.
You dirty Indian.
Your Your face is
Native American. Come on.
I think Brandon's face is like a race hate safe space.
I think you just wanted to rhyme.
It did work. Did work. All right, let's wrap up with this, guys.
What else you got? We got our. Do we want to talk about our lady, our long lost love?
We can do long lost love next episode, I think, because we got to roll in like 5 minutes.
She's dead by then.
Then it was never meant to be.
That's true.
All right, Satoru Anzaki, dying Japanese man throws end of life party. Story is pretty interesting. This dude, diagnosed with gallbladder cancer, invited 1,000 guests, including friends, former schoolmates, business partners, and employees to an event. The 80-year-old threw an end-of-life party.
Was he loaded? Or like?
Yeah, he's like some sort of titan of industry. But it got me thinking, so among the surprises, he had to entertain his guests and keep the mood from turning melancholy. He had a group of dancers put on a performance at his home. I guess that's like really wild in Japan. And he tried to shake hands with a bunch of them. All right, so it might have been staged because he's A, Japanese, and B, like older than dirt. But it got me thinking, like, if you knew you were going to croak, one, would you want to do this? And two, how would you throw down?
Man, that's
tough. Am I an old person like him, or like if this happened like tomorrow?
By the way, I would have two parties. There's a public event and there's a private event.
Yeah, I feel like I go two ways with it. One would be a party to be spiteful and just like obnoxious to people, and one that I want people to come to. And the public one, I would just invite a bunch of people, but just turn them away at the door. So they all get dressed up and show up. And I'm like, no, sorry, we're full. You can't come in.
No, he already died. Sorry.
Like just cookies filled with E. coli.
Just be me peeking out the blinds, shaking my head.
Look at that traffic. Those suckers.
Jay, what would your... I'm sorry, Pete. What would your two parties be?
See, I'm not really sure, but I mean, I know one of them would be absolutely full of deviance and nefarious acts, and the other ones I wouldn't invite my parents to.
I guess you're right. You would have to do like a good boy party and a bad boy party.
I would think so, because like when he was talking about that party, and I was like, oh, that sounds like that's going to be like intense and stuff. Maybe when you've lived as much as him, you're like, I don't really care anyways. I'm just trying to have like a pretty sweet shindig.
Yeah.
Like the cheese plates are awesome.
You can get like a moon bounce and the bears from Chuck E. Cheese, the animatronics.
Mm-hmm. Eyes Wide Shut meets Dave and Buster's.
That's awesome.
That sounds incredible.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, like, no.
You guys are invited. Just don't expect to get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, dude. Swingers, a swingers party at an arcade. That's all.
No
That's
children.
Perfect. You know what? He hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I'm going to die next week and get that just rolling.
That's incredible. Yeah, I would just think like a weekend with a lot of prostitutes, a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, a lot of food, and your friends.
That's what heroin's like. You're going anyway.
Exactly. Mm. I don't know. Heroin, even then. Yeah, you got to at least once. But like near the end.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you're right at the edge.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, I guess, yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. Mm. Everyone's mind, I think, goes there. Like, I'm not the horniest dude, but like, I'll be goddamned if I don't want a punch bowl full of like Coke and Viagra and a lot of escorts like just around. Like, I want like 5 days where I do feel like, you know, Rico Strong. Like, I'm just banging it. Like, I am the man. Like, they know I'm signing the checks. They're loving me. You don't have to use rubbers. I mean, on all counts, like, who cares? Like, if you get the drips for your last couple days, you can just laugh about it. Maybe your name lives on.
You don't want to give the drips, though.
That's true.
You don't have to worry about living with the guilt. So
yeah, you might not be sneezing on your hand for the handshake, but someone might have sneezed on their hand, shook your hand. I get it. You're still passing on the snot.
Well, listener Tom Puppet says that he would have a roast.
A roast?
In his honor.
Yeah. Like we all zing him?
He would, yeah, legit like to get roasted.
Tom's a sweet man who thinks, like,
assuming
in a more creative way than all of us. He should be in the studio right now.
Assuming all the roasters are funny, like a bad roast.
That's the problem.
Really,
you have to make sure they make good jokes too. They don't try to play it safe because they feel bad. Because
No, like you
come
should
at
be
me hard.
Trying to kill me with that joke. please.
Yes.
I can picture, yeah, Sarah Roche getting up and being like, so, oh my God, and just running off. That'd be amazing. God bless you, Sarah. We still love you. But yeah, that you're right. It would just be our Nova friends, all the comedians who, let's be honest, we perform once a week.
I'm not hanging out with comedians right before I die.
I know, that would be such a downer. Let's be honest. Like, the comedians who've become my friends, maybe. I guess that's you.
So me.
Yeah.
I just get up there after everybody's done. Why couldn't it have been all of you? That's it. Like, why couldn't it have been... Instead, it should have been all of you. You're scum.
Yeah. You know all those assholes are just thinking, like, oh, I'm probably going to get some minutes out of this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to... I know it's you're dying here, but I've got a new tight 17 I want to try out. Yeah.
If you have done an open mic at any time in the D.C. area... At some point, I have wished you were dead.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Myself included.
Just, yeah. Watching people bomb, just, after 2 minutes, like, can you just drop dead? Like,
yeah. Oh, no.
We got, 20 more comics to do. Yeah. That includes you, too, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Everyone's in that.
How about me, Travis?
Also, did everybody go over their experience?
What they would do for the party?
Yeah, what they would do.
I think we all... What? Drugs? Like, I think drugs do have to be in the mix. Hookers have to be in the mix. Like,
I don't know if I would want to lose my virginity, like, right before.
Oh, you do an Isaac Newton?
What if it's, like, so great?
You want to go to heaven.
No, and that, maybe it's so great. So
you'd have to get married real quick. And
I could have been doing this the entire time, and then I'm just pissed off, like, right before I die.
Like, you start crying like the Indian who saw the litter. You're like, this is great.
Like, why didn't I peer pressure some 16-year-old when I was in high school? Like, when I was in high school,
yeah, your biggest regret would be not sexually assaulting
someone. You were in high school at age 22. That's the problem. Oh my God, that would be.
I didn't say attending high school. I just said
so. Okay,
in high school.
Beyond. Let's just say beyond then the requisite sex and drugs. What would you want? Like,
well, I would also say if there were drugs, I feel like I would have. Some people would have to do some drugs. Like, some people who don't usually do drugs are like, all right, if you come to this party, I need to see what you are like on these drugs just before I go.
Oh, like, Devin, you're doing acid.
Great. Yeah. That's how we get traffic on 495.
That's a good point. The guy that got naked was just coming
like
from
a
super weight.
Well, I get naked and start destroying trucks.
I want the 91 Redskins. I want to see Mark Rippon. He can bring his hot daughter. I want to shake Art Monk's hand before I die. I want to say thank you to Daryl Green.
I want to learn how to parallel park before I die.
Well,
I know that's super lame, but
no, I've been meaning
no one
to
will
teach you.
No one will teach me
because
I've legitimately asked people, and they just laugh at me.
No, you've never asked me. You've seen me do it, and you're like, "That's magic. I'll teach you."
So, will you actually?
Yeah,
I need to learn.
It's really not that difficult. I'll teach.
I know, but I don't want to do it by myself.
Many a mic, not finding a parking spot.
I'm actually. I spend a lot of money on Ubers just because I can't drive for the van.
All right. You know what? There's your Christmas present.
Thank you. Can we do it at your bar mitzvah?
Wow, you are 1/32nd.
Sure. We're doing it. We're hitting the Surf Rider outro right now. But you know what? We've actually resolved something, unlike any other episode we've ever done.
Maybe this is how I'll die.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that bad at it. We're both going
out. You will
out.
Kill us at 3 miles an hour, and it will be impressive. And then we're going to be the weird Nova story that everyone laughs at. All right, everyone, that was Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio, hence the show's weird name. If you like the show, contribute to our Patreon. Look up Papa's Basement, .com, Patreon, something like that. Just Google Patreon, Papa's Basement, and you're all good. You can find the show on Stitcher, on iTunes. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, hide your kids, hide your wife. YouTube.com, you can also find us there. God darn it, Travis. Now I can't concentrate. We had Travis Dorwood in studio. He is at Travis Dorwood on Twitter. We had Pete Maybe in studio. He is at Pete Maybe. And we had Mr. Brandon. Last name starts with a J.
I might change mine to Teacup.
Teacup.
Brandon L.K. Hall.
Brandon
L.K.
My middle
name is Lee and Kyle.
There you go. You sound like a serial killer. Brandon Lee Kyle.
Every time I kill, I take a new name.
All right, that was everything. Until the next one.
Teaspoon.
We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah.
You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time.